Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is your wartime transmission against the New World Order. We are the organic, natural response to the tyrants. We are engaging in special warfare with the truth at point-blank range at the local level across the country, defending this country, exposing the terrorists. We are, in a figure of speech, swinging our muskets, ladies and gentlemen, against the enemy. We are at point-blank range. Join us in the fight. There is plenty to go around. We are completely surrounded. Good. Don't let any of them escape. This is just for all the marbles, point-blank range, get past the propaganda, face the facts, face the reality, engage them. You do not have a choice. Licking their boots will only ensure your destruction. All right, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead. Welcome.
Well, Alex, good to talk to you today. Hey, if you and I were to talk, we would certainly agree about this a whole lot more than we disagree. And we do have a terrible trend here, and the whole point is, what are you going to do to stay ahead of the trend? How can you actually profit from what's coming down?
Now, you don't have a radio on, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, it's just echoing. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, you, for one, you have figured out how to profit from what's coming down. You know, for one thing, you got a lot of advertisement on there. You make a lot of money off of what's going on, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's nice. No, put him on hold. Let's counter each thing one point at a time. That's a nice little passive-aggressive thing, and I can tell where it's going. So before you dole out some more bills, some more chum, let me just say this to you. Number one, there's nothing wrong with making money if it's done morally. Number two, if you really want to be honest, I wish the Genesis Network had made $10 million. Unfortunately, it hasn't. In the aggregate in 7 years since its inception from another failed network before it, it has actually lost money in the aggregate. I mean, if you really want to know the numbers, the network has not turned a profit until the last year. You are a buffoon. Why don't you do the math? Why don't you call the network up and buy some advertising and then listen to how many advertisers there are and figure out how much it costs just for our $5,000 a month satellites that we've got two of. Why don't you learn what a big staff cost? Here at my little office in Texas, total now I've got 8 employees. Right here in this office right now, there are 5 people. Their cars are lined up right there. They have families. They have to eat. Okay? So countering what you just... And I wish, because all it is gas in my fuel tank. If we had a lot of money, which we really need, then I could do even more. Okay, I could do a lot more. I love fighting the New World Order. I get a thrill out of waking people up. I'll probably be killed someday for what I do, while little coward whiners like you go around sniping at people. Now, if you got something you disagree with, buddy, you put it on the table. But don't sit there and give me a bunch of tripe, okay? Don't even sit there and try it with me, all right? It makes me sick. Now, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
How you sold out the Gray family?
There you go. And you notice, thanks for the call. Yesterday, another one of them called in here with a total made-up fable. And they don't care if stuff's a fable. And this is because we're hurting them bad. But the globalists don't even have to come out and attack me. They can put out this info, and then these totally unhappy nobodies can go out and do whatever they want. And imagine being Alex Jones, being in Austin, Texas, being on the Genesis Network, and having parasites, a parasite that has moved down here and that has tried to set up an operation and that has put out lies about me that I was an idiot enough to even put up with. And then to see the fruit of their lies, and then to see them literally trying to sit upon the back of this network and feed on us and do bad things. Let me just tell you something, all of you. You are not going to stop us, and we're not afraid of any of the New World Order's minions, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to expose the globalists. You want to talk about the Iran war? You want to talk about the Bush administration saying they can torture children? Let's talk about it. You want to suck your thumb and be a bunch of trailer trash? Go ahead. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, blasting out on the AM and FM dial. From Chicago, Illinois to Los Angeles, California, from Kansas City, Missouri to Austin, Texas, from Pensacola, Florida to Rochester, New York, gaining more and more affiliates all the time, from Montana to places like Needles, California, there at the Three Corners. It's just so exciting to be getting so many new affiliates, because really, we were a little bit ahead of our time. It was wild to talk about NSA and black site torture programs 6-7 years ago. And yeah, they were going on long before Bush got in. This is just kind of the coming out. Dictatorships of the elite are not built and manifested overnight. They build slowly, generally, as societies rot. But the slow-growing tumors are generally the worst when you talk about civilizations and societies. A great American, Professor Doug Castle, debated a pig demon, and I don't normally call names, but folks, somebody who goes, yeah, we can torture small children and crush their testicles in front of their parents, is a pig demon. I mean, there's no better word. I mean, Joseph Mengele didn't promote this in the open. They had some shame. And I just learned that it was Stephen Bybee that actually wrote the memo saying that. But then it was John Yoo, another one of these Faustian creatures, who said, yeah, the president, there's no treaty, he can do that if he wants. I mean, then the president can barbecue small children on the White House lawn. The president can snort cocaine off the backs of topless dancers on in the Oval Office on national TV. No, he can't do that. And he is to a higher standard. Okay, I want to go to our guest. I'm going to shut up. That's coming up in just a minute. I didn't plug it last hour. And I tend to not plug my videos as much as I should. But because I had some sniveling creature call up and say I was bad for basically making films and doing things and being involved in the world, let me just plug them now just for him. My new film is The Order of Death, okay? And it's a Nazi death cult society, and I snuck into Bohemian Grove, and we've got the Skull and Bones information, and we've got their own autobiographies where they admit that they engage in these rituals, so you can just go off what these elitists say in their own published books with their names on it. And we got new footage from an employee inside the Grove, not just from my infiltration back in 2000 that's been on national and international television. The original Dark Secrets has been upgraded. And then there's the new Order of Death film, two films, combo, DVD for the price of one, $24.95, each additional $9.95 if you want to give one as a gift. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Then there's my other new film, Martial Law. And the first hour is the police state, the microwave guns, the blimps, the police threatening to arrest us at the RNC, the police state around the country, and then the reality of 9/11, and then a full hour on the globalist master plan and what these neocons are up to. That miniseries is $24.95 as well. It's three films in one, and it's Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online right now. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I am just really fired up. Bush advisor says president has legal power to torture children. John Yoo publicly argued that there is no law that could prevent the president from ordering the torture of a child or a suspect in custody, including by crushing that child's genitalia. I hate, we don't talk like this on the show, but when the president's people are putting these in memos, you got to talk about it. It's like Gonzalez, now attorney general, says they don't need warrants to spy on you. I mean, that ought to scare everybody. That's a felony every time they do that. This came out in response to a question in a debate in Chicago with Notre Dame professor, international human rights scholar Doug Castle, who's on with us now. And he brought up some of these White House memos. I mean, sick things, folks. Sick. I mean, I've read the memos on air where, well, we can torture them to death, and if we don't call it torture, it isn't. And now torturing children, which is, by the way, came out of the Abu Ghraib General Toogoonboo report. He was charged with it, raping women, beating children in front of people, raping people with large objects dripping with acid. I mean, again, this is Mingala Jeffrey Dahmer hell pits. This is Silence of the Lambs. You know, she rubs the lotion on the skin. That's enough. Professor, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Alex.
I mean, does this freak you out like it freaks me out? I mean, it's getting so... I think I'm in an alternate dimension. I mean, this is getting so crazy.
Well, we're in one of those periods when the executive branch is going off the rails. And the purpose of my questioning Professor Yoo, who's now a professor at Berkeley in California in the law school, about the idea of torturing a child was to really draw out the unstated implications of this Justice Department memo, of which he was, although it was signed by Stephen Bybee, it was actually authored by John Yoo. And in that memo, which was directed in August of 2002 to then presidential legal counsel Alberto Gonzalez, now the Attorney General, the basic line of argument from the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel, which is the official legal advisor to the executive branch, was that whenever the president thinks he needs to do something in order to win a war, he can do it, and no law and no treaty can stop him. Now, when you read that sort of in the general and the abstract, it sounds they can't really mean do anything. So I thought I would try to see just how far you would take it in the Chicago debate last month. And as you have reported, he did indicate that if it involved torturing someone, well, the president could authorize that. I said, well, what if the guy doesn't talk after you torture him? Can you torture his child in front of him, including by crushing the testicles? And his answer was, legally, yes. Now, to be fair to Professor Yoo, he says he's against crushing the testicles of children. He doesn't think it would be a good idea, but legally he claims the president can do it.
Well, that's total doublethink. You know, I don't like to do this, but we're going to maybe have to. It's like Tommy Franks. It's going to be generals hate to run martial law and have a new military dictatorship, but we're going to have to.
Well, it's basically asking us to throw out the rule of law, because it's basically saying, we don't think it's a good idea. We're nice guys. Trust us. We won't do it.
But Saddam didn't even...
Tell us we can't do it.
Saddam didn't even torture people's children in front of him. I mean, even in the wildest propaganda, the neocons spewed about him, that wasn't said. And then they just write memos about it. I mean, this is sick.
Well, it's sick. Unfortunately, there are cases. Years ago, I was legal advisor to the UN Truth Commission in El Salvador, and we had evidence there that one of the torture techniques used in El Salvador, and there are also reports of this in Chile, is to torture people's children, or in some cases their wives.
But
or
that isn't Saddam. That's Negroponte's death squads.
That's Negroponte's death squads. I don't remember whether there was specifically this involving Saddam, but I'm certainly not going to defend Saddam. He's a bloody guy.
Oh, I understand. But Negroponte's our new head of all intelligence. I feel much safer now.
Well, Negroponte was the United States ambassador in Honduras during the early 1980s at a time when Honduran death squads were operating, and the official State Department human rights reports on Honduras at the time did not give any indication that the State Department was aware that the government was backing death squads, let alone that American intelligence agents were involved in some of these interviews where people were tortured and then killed.
The info I've gotten from our guests and people that were there. Negroponte supposedly was the prime mover on a lot of that, and we know that at the School of Americas, they trained those very Latin American countries. I've had Special Forces commanders on here who trained to put electrodes on the genitalia.
Well, that's my point. I'm not saying Negroponte wasn't involved. I'm saying that he was there, that the official documents did not disclose what one would have to think is highly likely that he must have known at the time. As far as I know, we don't have any evidence admissible in a court that would prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
But regardless, we have this memo by John Yoo. Let's get into that. I mean, but imagine so describe the scene. You're in there, and you're having this discussion, this debate. I mean, describe it for us, Professor.
Well, this was a debate on the subject of torture as used against terrorism, sponsored by the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations. It was held on December 1st in Chicago. It was just Professor Yoo and me and a moderator on the stage. And basically the questions went back and forth, and one of the questions, as I indicated earlier, was designed by me to see if Professor Yoo would take it so far as to say that the president could torture children, and as we've indicated, that was exactly what he said as a matter of law.
I'm going to play that clip when we get back, but the Council on Foreign Relations, how many of those guys were in attendance?
It was held actually in a club in Chicago, because this is part of their outreach program to younger members. I would say that in the audience, probably 150, 200 people.
Yeah, because I had read that somehow there were thousands of students watching, and I guess there must be a tape of it that was shown then at a college, because I'm getting conflicting reports here. But, okay, so you've got junior CFR members there. I mean, were they disgusted, or did people stand up and go, yes, kill the children, get them? I mean, what happened?
No, the people who were at the crowd, while they didn't, I don't know that they specifically commented on that, just in general it was clear that about 90%, something like that, of the crowd was opposed to the line of argument that Professor Yoo was presenting.
And probably opposed to Joseph Mengele and Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy, too.
I think that might get up to 91%.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I was there and somebody was saying, we can crush children's genitalia, I'd say, hey, get out of here, punk. I would stand up and yell at them.
Well, this was a very polite crowd. No transcript being taken. There was no official recording. The recording that's now on the Internet was apparently done by someone in the audience whose method of protest was to make sure that what was said actually got out into the Internet.
Oh, that's right, because a lot of these CFR meetings, they sign non-disclosure agreements.
That's right. I didn't know, frankly, that it was a... Sorry, there goes my cell phone. Let me find it. And
it's okay, Professor. We're gonna break and come right back. And
okay.
I know I'm getting boisterous here. I'm just very upset by this. I mean, we're all in danger, folks. When they're openly saying they can torture children in front of their parents, I mean, we've entered the ninth circle of hell. I mean, we are actually in the presence of Satan right now.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
About this exchange in Chicago, and I didn't even know it was a CFR branch meeting, and I was just talking to the professor during the break. Most of the local CFR meetings are open to the public in Chicago. They just have the secret ones mainly. They're off 24th Street in New York. They're at the Pratt House, So the professor was telling me during the break, and right before break, he also said on air he was surprised by getting there, and I guess they told him it was off record. Professor, please tell us about that.
Well, the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, which is a formally independent organization from the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, but they cooperate on a lot of matters. I've been to many of their programs, and they're, in my experience, they are generally, not always, but generally open to the public and on the record when you're talking about a large program like this one with about 200 people present. When I got to this one, I was made to realize, maybe they had told me before and I paid no attention, but I was made to realize that this one was off the record in the sense that there was no recording and no transcript being taken of what was being said. And later on it turned out that someone who was in the audience apparently recorded the debate and has put at least portions of it on the internet.
Yeah, we've got that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll play that coming up in the next segment. And we're going to have Kevin Smith, who got video. We put it on TV locally, where they had an official CFR meeting, but it was public as well, and where they said things just as amazing as what we've caught on tape here. But, Professor, getting into the psychology, I mean, you study this. You've been an advocate for human rights and people's liberties for a long time. I've done some research on you, and what you've done is admirable. Did this even shock you? I mean, I know you've read the memo that they'd penned, but to actually hear him go, yeah, we can do that.
Well, I was shocked when I first read this August 2002 memo, which I first read when it became public for the first time after Abu Ghraib in about June of 2004. I was shocked then because I never thought, as a human rights lawyer who goes around the world trying to do what we can to prevent and to punish people who commit torture, I never thought that I would have to be debating in my own country the idea that it's okay for the president to authorize torture. So the shock for me really came back in 2004 when it became obvious on reading this memo that torture at Abu Ghraib and elsewhere was not merely a matter of some low-level soldier or prison guard going haywire, but was a matter of high-level official policy.
Yeah, the memos went out to the Pentagon, and they gave it to the officers, and they had the private wings. We interviewed Janice Karpinski, who wouldn't play ball with them. She wasn't even allowed in those wings of the prisons. Then they tried to blame her for something she hadn't done when she didn't go along with it.
They made her the fall girl. The August 2002 memo, which, by the way, has now been officially revoked by the Justice Department after it became public and became very embarrassing.
But we got this big lawyer who works for him still defending it.
Well, it's not only is this lawyer who worked for them, he's now out of government and a professor still defending it, but when they revoked it, they reissued a new memo in December of 2004, but that new memo did not withdraw all the claims made in the August 2002 memo, and one of the claims it did not withdraw was the very one at issue here.
And now Steve Bybee, he is now a federal judge, right?
Stephen Bybee, who was then an official in the Justice Department, was since elevated to the federal bench by nomination.
They're stacking the executive agencies and the judiciary with these ghouls.
I don't know Mr. Bybee, so I don't know whether I would call him a ghoul.
Well, you said he signed off on Hughes.
He signed off on Hughes' memo. To be fair to Mr. Bybee, he was not present at the exchange about crushing children's testicles, and I hope he would recoil at the suggestion that that would be something.
Well, we can say Alberto Gonzalez is a ghoul, saying they can torture people to death and then not call it torture. I mean, we know he's the attorney general. I mean, are they not stacking the courts with their ghouls?
They are stacking the courts, and the executive branch agencies, unfortunately, with people like John Yoo and many others of his persuasion, who believe that the country is so threatened by terrorists and other menaces to our national security that the necessary response to that, they say, is to throw the rule book out the window and to essentially say to the courts, hands off, the president's the commander-in-chief, he can do whatever he deems necessary, the courts can't interfere.
Well, I've even got a clip of Specter, who they push to get appointed as the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, their boy, Mr. Magic Bullet, we played it a few days ago, going, well, I'm kind of upset, but the president may have this executive power. Of course he's going to say in his hearing next week or 2 weeks from now he's got this power. I mean, we're just in deep trouble. I mean, they're throwing down the gauntlet. Professor, stay with us. I want to hear more of what you have to say when we get back. I want to play this clip. And I got Kevin Smith in here who witnessed, and we have the video of it. We've got to put that on the radio sometime. The audio is pretty bad because it was far away, where they're sitting there talking about concentration camps.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey purification element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, our final segment with the professor. Professor, we've only got 10-15 minutes left with you here or less. Before we let Kevin Smith get in here and talk a little bit about some of the things he's witnessed and play this little two-minute clip that was ferried out of the secret CFR meeting up there that you were there debating this pig demon at. I'm sorry, that's my term. They deserve it. I mean, I would call Joseph Mengele a pig demon. That's just my own little term I like to use that describes these creatures. That's just kind of what I see them as. But to be really serious here, any other key points that you think people need to know that you haven't had a chance to make? Any websites we should visit to see any of your writings or any of the things that you're fighting right now?
Well, one key point is that as many people may know, with the leadership of Senator John McCain and a number of others, Congress passed a law in late 2005 that said that torture is just completely illegal. No agent of the U.S. government can conduct torture anywhere, anytime, for any reason. when the president signed that bill, which he signed only because it was passed in both houses with an overwhelming veto-proof majority.
He declared an imaginary power and said, I don't have to follow this.
He basically said, I am signing this subject to my powers as commander-in-chief. So as recently as late last year, just a month or two ago, the president is continuing to maintain the same legal theory that John Yoo and Stephen Bybee put into that memo back in August of 2002.
But, Professor Castle, I have the Article 2, Section 2, and it clearly says that he's only the commander-in-chief when Congress declares war and specifically funds him with a specific job, and that he must abide by the Constitution, and but that's the complete opposite. He claims that it literally makes him God Emperor.
Well, and that's the theory of Professor Yoo that has now become accepted, apparently, by the Bush administration. And when that theory is taken to its extreme, there is no limit. And that was exactly the point of that question in Chicago. According to these guys, there are simply no legal limits on the president. That is not the rule of law. That's not what our Constitution was intended to establish.
Well, I mean, listen, martial law, total control, tyrannies, so they can bid rig and war profiteer and just do it all right out in front of us. And so, you know, that congressman in California won't go to jail in the future for stealing $800 million. It's no big deal. I mean, literally to a fake post office box. If they're supreme rulers, they can do whatever they want, and they're actually openly declaring that power. I mean, Bush said things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship. In fact, guys, find that clip. It's in the computer. If this was a dictatorship, so long as I'm a dictator, and that's now what they're declaring. Do you disagree with that statement, Professor?
No, but what they also declare is, trust us. We're nice guys. We're reasonable people. We're just trying to do what's right for the country. And the problem with their message is they don't come out of the closet as you say, pig demons. They present themselves as reasonable people just presenting a particular constitutional interpretation. That is a seductive approach. It's one that is capable, unfortunately, of misleading many Americans into thinking, well, this guy's not so bad. But the problem is, once you remove any constitutional or legal constraint on the president to even go so far as to torture children, in the opinion of Professor Yoo, then the sky's the limit. There's no law, there's no Congress, there's no court, there's no
international
treaty
to
stop them.
Exactly, Professor Castle. They've got to come out public and say it to legitimize it if they're planning to use it. And all the preparations we're seeing, I mean, my friend, I've been to urban warfare drills where U.S. military is trying to take over America, and they admit it. So, and they're openly saying, get rid of Posse Comitatus. They've got these TSA Viper teams now right here in Texas just randomly surrounding buildings and just searching everyone, and they say it's just random. I mean, this is getting scary.
Well, again, my point is they have already done some things, but what worries me more than anything else is that once they tear down the rule of law, once they remove any legal or institutional constraint on what they want to do, then we have to worry about how far they can go in the future. They're already doing it in some cases, but if this theory is allowed to stand, we have no protection.
Go ahead and did you say you had that dictator clip? Go ahead and roll it.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
And folks, remember, I've been a Republican right out of high school. I am a conservative. I'm pro-gun, everything. Folks, I'm telling you, George Bush is about as conservative as the Tooth Fairy. I want to bring in Kevin Smith. Kevin goes to a lot of these meetings, tracks a lot of this. Kevin, you went to two series, the War on Terror series and the, quote, New World Order series. And just quickly for the professor, because he wasn't there, perhaps you can get in contact with him and send him this other video or whoever's getting this this secret tape out. We're going to play in a minute. But, I mean, tell him what we've got on tape with the former CIA director and Professor Lino Graglia.
Professor Castle, it's good to speak with you today.
Thank you.
Let me set this a little bit. This was the first day of the war back in March of 2003 while the liberal college professors were battling the riot cops down in downtown Austin. I took it upon myself and a few other people to go to a lecture that night by Anne-Marie Slaughter. She is the dean of the Woodrow Wilson School of International Policy Study at Princeton. And the name of her lecture, and I have the handout, was A New World Order. And I got there a little late after they had said, you're not allowed to film this. We came in and filmed it, and we got Professor Leo Graglia, Philip Bobbitt, a number of people were pretty put out by it. But there was maybe 250, 300 people at this event. So they were having a three-day festival lavishing Philip Bobbitt over his new book, Shield of Achilles, where he had actually predicted events such as 9/11. And there was a Saturday luncheon lecture, and I thought, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to get there before them. I'm going to be set up, and I'm going to confront them for what they're doing and bring up Brzezinski's book and all those things. And I got to it, and it was a luncheon lecture, and there was only 15 people there. And I thought, different tact. I'll go in there and ask them if I can film it. They let me. I sat at the big board table directly across from Woolsey.
But tell them what happened, Kevin.
So in this meeting, it's scary that the moderate in the room was Woolsey, but there's Professor Leo Graglia, there's Professor Philip Bobbitt, there's Harold Prince, I believe Bobby Inman was there, Anne-Marie Slaughter, and these arguments they were having, Graglia was chastising Woolsey for a dinner lecture. He said, well, the Nisei camps were concentration camps, and Graglia was so put out and said, no, they weren't, we can't say that, we've got to promote it better, they were arguing. He says, well, they were concentration camps. And finally, Graglia starts pounding his fist on the table. I want all Muslims in camps. Just slobbering it. You've got to see the crazy look in their eyes, Alex.
And then they start dripping and smacking their lips, and Woolsey looking like some little conehead Martian, rubbing his little hands together with those big hypnotic eyes, going, "Ah, World War IV is coming. We will win." Oh, a professor comments on that.
Well, you're always going to have, obviously I wasn't there and don't know who said what, but you're always going to have people in or close to governments who, for reasons that they think are in good faith and well-meaning, are going to propose things like concentration camps and torture. You're never going to get rid of that. What you need, however, are independent courts with clear laws and constitutional principles and international treaties so that some independent check can be imposed on the inevitable excesses of people in and close to the executive branch. So once again, my answer is it's good that if they're going to say these things that they can be recorded and brought out to the open, but what we need are courts who can stop them. And what worries me about the nomination of Judge Alito to the Supreme Court is that there's
he's another one that wrote in memos that the executive is God Emperor.
Well, his memos are a bit ambiguous. If you look at what he wrote about the so-called unitary executive, he is there using a phrase which is also used by the John Hughes of the world, but he did not spell out what he meant by it.
Well, so, I read on air some of the quotes out of memos. I mean, certainly there's a diverse body. I mean, he said in front of the Senate last week that he doesn't believe in a supreme presidency, but we do have memos that contradict that. I mean, they're not pushing him forward unless he's for that.
Well, he's been very careful about what he has said, particularly in the confirmation hearings. But my point about Alito is that we are at a time in our history when you have things being said such as Kevin Smith just referred to, and such as John Yoo put in that memo from the Justice Department. We're at a point in our history where we need Supreme Court justices who know how to stand up and put up a stop sign. And while I suspect that Alito would go along with what the White House is proposing, what is clear and beyond any doubt to me is that we have no evidence that he is the kind of person that we need. It's not enough to say, well, we haven't caught him with a smoking gun. We ought to be saying, unless you can show me a Supreme Court justice
who's prepared
to stand up to these guys,
it's almost
that
worse.
Person should not be confirmed.
Exactly. It's almost worse to not know what you're getting, to just kind of draw a card out of the deck randomly.
Well, he's not random, but he's a sort of a stealth candidate.
No, I know that, but I'm saying for the American people, all we have is this PR machine. But listen, let's say Republicans love George Bush and want him to be dictator, and I've heard him say that. Hey, what's wrong with the dictatorship? He's a good conservative who spent more money than all presidents before him combined and who's appointing anti-gun judges everywhere because it's very conservative and wants open borders. Very conservative, Professor. It's just wonderfully conservative. But what about when there's a Hillary Clinton in office? What about 10 years from now when there's somebody else? I mean, let's say Bush is a little angel. Still, it's our form of government. We're America because we have this Bill of Rights and Constitution.
And that's really what is summed up in the phrase that we need a government of laws and not of men, or nowadays we would say of men and women. Your point is exactly right, that whether you like whoever is in office today or not, somebody else may be in office tomorrow. And if there are no limits on what that person can do, sooner or later we will come to regret it.
Well, the Democrats are now saying that this is the administration of corruption. And it's true. I mean, Bush to come in and say, we're going to, you know, be the uncorrupt, the upstanding administration. You talk about doublethink, doublespeak. I mean, it's the complete opposite, just the level. No one's ever gotten away with this much open stealing. I mean, the vice president running the Halliburton contracts out of the vice president's office. Meanwhile, his wife's on the Lockheed Martin board while he's giving her contracts. I mean, that is just patently on its surface illegal.
Well, it is, of course, illegal, and there are many more things that they're doing that are not illegal. We've got an election system right now which is built on money, and most of the campaign contributions on which candidates rely are legal. So that's obviously another whole subject, but to me the problem of American democracy now being beholden to people who have enough money and corporations that have enough money to pay for it is part of the problem that leads us to this place in the first place.
We're going to let you go here in just a minute or two, but I want to get your take, just any final comments after we play this clip. Let's go ahead and roll that clip from back in December, and this just came out last week because the audio got loaded onto the web and then got picked up by the news, of John Yoo. It's one thing to have his memo saying they can do this to children in front of their parents. It's another thing to have him when he's confronted by Professor Castle, who's online with us right now from Notre Dame, to then say, yeah, there's no treaty. Yeah, the president, if he wants to, can do that. So go ahead and roll that clip.
If the president deems that he's got to torture somebody, including by crushing the testicles of the person's child, there is no law that can stop that.
No treaty.
No, and then also no law by Congress. That's what you wrote in the August 2002 memo.
I think it depends on why the president thinks he needs to do that.
So there is the clip. Now the same crowd that's been congenital liars keep saying nukes, 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 when remove the seals, remove the seals, Professor, when the seals are peaceful areas for peaceful nuclear power. That's admitted by all the engineers and the experts, but the media is acting like we're about to be nuked any minute by Iran. In closing, give us your take on the whole PNAC New American Century Empire.
Well, I don't think I can do that in a quick closing phrase, but let me clarify that last answer by John Yoo. He said he thinks it depends on what the president's purpose is. What he meant by that, what was clear from his writings, is that his position, if the president's purpose is to, in effect, prosecute a war, the president can do whatever he wants. If the president's purpose were just to be vindictive or something like that, of course he could not. So the answer was a little ambiguous, but essentially it says the president's war powers give him carte blanche. That is not something that Americans, Republican, Democrat, or otherwise.
But that is nowhere in precedent other than Lincoln arresting his political enemies. But that is light years away from torturing small children in front of their parents.
Well, that's right. And this is one of those areas where you don't need precedent. If you get someone who says that that kind of thing is lawful, then in my view, that is just so far off the charts of any good constitutional judgment that we need, again, to stand up and to make sure we have Supreme Court justices who will stand up and put a stop to it.
We only got about 60 seconds left with our guest. Kevin, any final comments or questions for him?
Yeah, Professor Castle, one last thing. During that meeting, Anne Marie Slaughter at one point said, well, this is 2 days into the war, mind you. She said, now, we can't let the American people know that Iraq will simply be a base of operations for permanent bases to then launch attacks on Iran, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. And at the end of the program, I got to ask a question. I said, you know, how many millions of people are you planning on killing in this World War IV? And they looked at me like, that's not even a consideration. So we, the American public, judge these success or not by the number of our dead. That's not how they factor these things.
Oh, exactly. I forgot that point, Professor. They were openly saying what's in the PNAC document cynically, that they say we can't let them know because they know the average person isn't gonna go to their little meeting. I mean, we want your point of view on the whole war situation in closing.
Well, first of all, the war in Iraq is, in my judgment, a violation of international law, and indeed it fits within the definition of a crime against peace as defined at Nuremberg. Secondly, the so-called war against terrorism does not qualify as a war under international law. It could be referred to as a war in the same sense as the war on drugs or the war on poverty.
That it's a nebulous witch hunt.
A rhetorical device. But the problem with using that language loosely is that the president then decides to say, well, all of the powers that I would have in a legal recognized war, I can now exercise in this so-called war against terrorism, and I can treat any individual that I identify anywhere in the world, whether or not he or she is an American citizen, whether or not they're in the United States, I can, on the basis of secret intelligence information, identify that person as a quote, unlawful enemy combatant.
Yeah, persons of interest, and you disappear into a black site where some pig demon from the Cold War is torturing you. I mean, this is, again, science fiction bizarre. Professor, we're going to let you go, but in 10 seconds, do you think they're going to fail? Do you think they're going to go down? Or will they get the penultimate real Nazi Germany-type control? Are we all going to camps?
I think how far they can go depends on how many Americans get informed about what they're trying to do and try to put a stop to it.
But, I mean, where do you see the breaks? I mean, do you see them failing? I see them failing.
I see radio shows like yours and programs that raise these issues as the best defense we have.
So you're not even sure we're going to make it?
I'm an optimist by nature, but I want to emphasize that success doesn't come easily, doesn't come automatically.
So we're fighting for our lives.
Stand up and struggle.
We're fighting for our lives. Take care, Professor. Thank you. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
take some calls right now. Listen, you just heard another top professor, international human rights lawyer, on the air with us saying we may all be going to concentration camps and it may be Nazi Germany. I mean, see, folks, this isn't a joke or a game. I mean, they're up there declaring that they're dictators. They got top generals saying, well, it's what's coming next. They're gearing us all up for it. And if we all go along with it, then stuff gets bad. See, they want the police state to take your pension funds, to rape you financially. They have to have it in place to really get control. It's not enough to loot trillions out of the Pentagon trust funds and to do all of this. Now they want even more. I mean, that's why they're pig demons. They're big, evil, fat, slobbering creatures that just want it all, and they want it now, and they're going to get it. And Bush is a puppet. All these, it's just they're front men for this financial interest. And I mean, this is for all the marbles. We are fighting for our lives. Do you understand? This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not a drill. We have got to move forward. What I heard is a term people are using on the internet. Our listeners are information drive-by. Go to the chat rooms. Go to the message boards. Call into talk shows. Put up websites. You know, just spray the info. Fire and forget. I mean, we're telling the truth. We got the facts. And believe me, our view is becoming the majority view. We are waking people up. Let's go ahead and talk to Paula in Florida, then James, Thomas, Alex, and others. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Alex. I tell you what, hon, you're awesome. You're right about this. These people are so sick. I read the book that Tex Mars wrote, and I tell you what, it just totally depressed me. I mean, I was so angry and so depressed.
You're talking about Codex Magicum?
Yeah.
Now, we carry that, so.
Yeah, and the Circle of Intrigue.
Yes.
And it had the list of everybody that belongs to this.
Yes.
And they said in there that because of who they are, they're from the House of David, they think they have the right to control everybody and everything. And I tell you what, they're about as sick as they can get.
They are, and they're usurpers. They're false parasites. I appreciate I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Maryland. James, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Jason.
Okay, Jason, go ahead.
I got something I want to say, but I want to address first the people that keep calling in and giving you a ration of stuff about some fabricated story. Do you people understand that your house is burning down? But why are you attacking a patriot?
I know. I mean, we've got all these government people on admitting that they're building camps and the country's going down, and somebody's going, Alex, you're bad because you sell videos. Well, what am I supposed to do? Do a radio show with a tin can out on the side of the street?
Well, the thing is, if these people would take the time to check the facts that you put on the air and document what you say and find that it's true, it really doesn't matter where the truth
look,
is coming
look,
from.
Look, this is a psychological thing, Jason. A lot of people, the government puts out its disinfo, their COINTELPRO ops put it out on anybody who's successfully fighting them, and then the little minions, they know a psychological type out there is going to pick up on it who's so upset by the information, they don't want to face it, so they attack the messenger. And so that's all it is. It doesn't bother me, except that it's just you can always hear it in their voice. You know what they're going to say. You know what they're going to do. And you know they're just going to run down a line of disinfo.
Well, it does bother me because you have to take a half an hour or an hour a week and answer some foolishness just so that you can retain the listeners that you've got.
Oh, so you've heard how I have to answer the same question. And they don't want it answered. They don't want it easily verifiable, you know, answered. You know, they don't know how to judge a tree by its fruit either.
Actually, the reason that I called in, that's a side issue, but it's important.
Go ahead and throw out your comment. Go ahead.
It's actually with PSYOPs exactly what we're speaking about, but I wanted to know your opinion about the subliminal part of that and how prevalent you think that is.
Subliminal what? In
PSYOPs. Yes, in media specifically.
Sure. I'll comment on that when we get back. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up. We'll get Dylan Avery on at the 8 after. Go ahead and get him on the horn.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.